Good evening, Ambitland. This is Executive Consultant Jared Abshire from McKinney, Texas. I'm super excited to be able to host the National Business Builder Call for this evening. Got a great speaker, a power-packed story, and just definitely you want to take voracious notes as this goes by this evening because it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be informative. It may even be motivational to you. I know he's not real big into the whole, you know, motivational thing necessarily from that standpoint because he's very self-motivated, intrinsically motivated, probably since birth, you know, I can definitely say that. But he is none other than our special guest for tonight, the national consultant, Mr. Doug Parker. He's a co-founder Impact Award winner, Pure Energy Award winner, and he's also part of the Millionaire Club, and I'm so blessed and privileged to know him personally and have considered him a friend and a mentor, even though technically I am his, quote, upline, but he has had tremendous success as a top 10 income earner, number 7 income earner to be a fact, but specifically more than that, he's touched a lot of lives within Ambit Energy and just, you know, really breathing breath. A fresh air of hope for individuals to make a positive difference for them, for themselves throughout things that change and doing whatever it takes to win in the business and have success on the whatever it takes program and really just have a higher belief level in yourself. Now, the reason I can say that is because I'm talking about myself, okay? This gentleman, again, is a friend to me and a mentor as well from a business perspective because he doesn't come from a sorry, somebody told me I was a little bit choppy there. Let me kind of move around here a little bit. He comes from a traditional business background, and he'll tell you his story more in detail, but he actually, his company was on the Inc. 500 list, and when he heard about Ambit Energy, it was kind of like, you know, the fate aligned, so to speak, but it didn't necessarily start right there. It was kind of the genesis of something greater coming down the line. So I think it couldn't be a more appropriate guest for us to have than national consultant, Mr. Doug Parker. Are you there, sir? Can you hear me?
I am, Jared. I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and crystal clear. Well, I'm going to kick it over to you, sir, and the floor is yours.
Awesome, buddy. Well, hey, I appreciate that so much, and I heard you when you were introducing yourself in the beginning. You almost slipped out and said national consultant. And I'll tell you what, that I think is some prophetic thinking on your part. I know that you've been working on that, and we've been talking about it for a while, and I think you just kind of spoke it into existence. So I have a feeling it's coming for you real soon, and it's exciting times in Ambit Land. And we're going to talk a little bit about commitment tonight, but before we jump into that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story. So some of you may know me, some of you may not, but my name is Doug Parker, and I am a national consultant out of McKinney, Texas as well. And, you know, my background, I grew up in East Texas. I grew up just a good old East Texas boy. Some of you that might know Coach Alan Johnson, big old tall, 7 foot tall Coach Alan Johnson. Coaches from Tyler. I grew up not too far from there. And when I grew up kind of real humble means. I mean, nothing, I never missed a meal or anything like that. But my mom and my dad got a divorce when I was about 8 years old. And that was kind of my norm. I'm sure many people have either grown up in a situation where their parents were divorced or maybe they've gone through a divorce themselves, and divorce impacts a lot of people. And, you know, I was in the third grade, and, you know, when my parents got a divorce, I'd stay with my mom, and I didn't realize until years later, but, you know, somehow or another, we survived. My mom made minimum wage. And I think it was like $3 and something cents was minimum wage back in 1983 or 84, whenever it was. And my dad paid child support to me, took care of me. I mean, we always had a good relationship and not any kind of a thing, but massive sacrifices had to be taken just to really provide the necessities. And I was the kind of kid that, you know, whenever I had holes in my jeans, I jokingly will say that was before kids, you know, it was cool to have holes in your jeans. And so, you know, I just always knew growing up that I really wanted more. And Jared mentioned that intrinsic motivation. And the fact of the matter is that I am intrinsically motivated. I want more. I want more for other people. I want people to get stuff done. And I am big on motivation. Zig Ziglar was a mentor of mine. Zig used to say, you know, things about motivation. He's one of the predominant motivational speakers ever in the history of the world. And, you know, a lot of people would say that motivation doesn't work. And so tonight, I hope to prove that wrong a little bit. But Zig's response to that was, you know, that it does work. And people say, well, but it wears off after a day or two. He said, well, so does bathing. Okay, that's why we do it daily. So that's why you want to get involved in stuff like this on a Sunday night, is because you want to get something every single day that you can use and apply to your business and into your life, so that you can go out and execute and have more success in life. And for me, as I was growing up, that intrinsic motivation was that I wanted to have more than what I had previously had. I saw kids that had these little sneakers that were little, they were called capas. They were little, had the little white tennis shoes with a little logo on the side, but they were like the rich kids had them, but I never could get anything like that. It just wasn't something I could get. And I just always wanted to be able to have a little bit more. And so as soon as I could do any kind of work, I would rake leaves, I would mow lawns. I remember one time I clipped holly trees at Christmas time, and I sold the little holly branches, you know, for like a quarter. And then if they had like berries on them, I sold them for like 50 cents or something like that. So I was always trying to just to get a little bit more ahead in life. And being from East Texas, I never thought that I could ever go to college. That wasn't something that I was ever talked to about. I didn't know if I was smart enough or not. I didn't know, you know, exactly how much it cost. And it was just something that never was something I really ever considered. The only time I ever really considered it was one day I got to take a college day, so I could leave school and go to a college so I could miss a day of school. So I went ahead and did that and went to a school and checked one out. But I really wasn't serious about going to college. I just wanted to take the day off of school. So as I, you know, started working, I moved to Dallas. I thought that I just, you know, I couldn't make enough money out in East Texas. I was going to come to Big D, and graduated from high school when I was 17 years old, moved to Dallas, got married, and by the time I was 20, we had two kids. And kind of the rest is history. I mean, we've had some ups and downs. I had a catastrophic accident not too long after my second kid was born, and a piece of wood flew through the windshield of my car, broke my hand, had 8 pins in my hand, and just it was a situation where the good, hardworking kid that could just, you know, go get it done, I had a season of my life where I really just couldn't go get it done for a little while. It was a situation where I wouldn't say I was disabled, like, you know, in a wheelchair, like I just couldn't do anything. But I couldn't go out and do side hustle stuff like I used to. Could, you know, go put a car stereo in or an alarm system or something and just make some extra money to make ends meet. And it financially got to a point where I had to really make decisions. I had to feed my kids, had to keep a roof over their head, had to have a vehicle to drive, and everything else was secondary. And I just totally ruined our credit. And it was a real learning experience. And as Jared mentioned, my wife and I founded a company in 97 that we actually took and had massive success. We took it to the Inc. 500, and we were on that list 3 separate times. And that's actually where I was first introduced to Ambit Energy. See, back in 2000 was the last time that we were on that list, and that was the year that Ambit was the fastest-growing privately held company in America. And I was at the Gaylord National up in Maryland, right outside of D.C., and I got to see Jerry Thompson Jr., the co-founder of our company, receive the award for being the fastest growing privately held company in America. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool when I get back to Dallas? He's from Dallas. Maybe we could go grab some lunch or some breakfast or something I could learn from him. And I was a CEO of a exploding company. He was a CEO of an exploding company. And maybe I could learn something from him. So I got back to Dallas. I sent a handwritten congratulatory letter to him. And I never heard from him. And he never heard from me. I never followed up on it. But one day, about 8 years ago, a little over 7.5 years ago, somebody came and knocked on my door. And it was one of my employees. At the time, I had about 110. And this guy comes and knocks on my door. And he says, hey, Doug, you know, I kind of want to talk to you about what I want to do next. And this is a guy that I had recruited about 6 months before. And he had been a business owner, an entrepreneur. I knew, you know, he was going to be a good asset to our company. And I just felt like this was the time he was fixing to quit and leave and go somewhere else. And as he started talking about it, I said, hey, this sounds a lot like Ambit Energy. And he goes, yeah, it is. I was like, well, hey, sign me up. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And that's kind of where my Ambit journey began. And I met Jared very quickly after that and fast track to regional consultant in 5 days, and then proceeded to slow track to senior consultant, and ultimately slow track to executive. But one day, a little over 4 years ago, Jared and I were at a gas station in Sherman, Texas, and he's like, "Man, you're killing it." Now, as a senior consultant, I was maybe like, I don't know, 60 consultants or 40 consultants, something like that, away from getting to executive. And I was like, "Jared, just wait till I get to executive, and man, you're gonna really see what I'm all about." And ultimately, at executive consultant, it unlocks 92.5% of the compensation plan. And see, the reason why I got an ambit was because I wanted to make money, okay? So if you wanted to make some extra money, okay, I want you to say it out loud right now when we say money, okay? Let's say it three more times. Money. 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 All right? That's what I got in this business for, is to make some money, okay? Now, the great thing is I made friends from all over literally the world, okay? All over the country. I heard Norbert jump on a little bit earlier, and you know, we've got just different folks from all across the country here in the States, Japan, Canada. And but I got in this business to make money. That's why I got into the business. Now, probably one thing that's kept me around is definitely the people, and then the income that was associated with it. But as I got going in my executive code, I really put my head down and decided I wanted to get promoted as quickly as I possibly could. I told Jared the day I promoted to executive, I said, "Hey, I'm gonna get promoted to national in 2 years." And it took me 23 months and 29 days to get promoted to national consultant from executive. And the rest is history. You know, it took off like a rocket, and there has been some ups and downs in the business. The one consistent in this world is change, and I think it always will be in everything. I would have loved to have been here 15, 16 years ago, you know, when Ambit very first started. I think that would have been really awesome. To have been in that first, you know, kind of group of folks. But I wasn't, you know, that just wasn't, the timing wasn't lined up for me. And, you know, it was a situation where, you know, you really got to have commitment. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about commitment. If you're taking notes, I want you to write down the word commitment, because it takes commitment in almost everything to make things work. Whether it's a marriage, okay, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a job, whether it's a side hustle, you know, whether it's something, you know, like Ambit Energy, it takes commitment. And, you know, I think a lot of times, frankly, people just really aren't committed to things. They throw their name in the hat. They say, "I'll give it a whirl. I'll try this." And frankly, that's what I did in the beginning. I mean, you know, getting promoted to a regional consultant, that was great, you know, doing that in 5 days. But the reality is that the kind of money I was used to making, I couldn't make anything near what I needed to make it worth my time at marketing consultant, at regional consultant, even at senior consultant, even if it was triple or quadruple bonus. Mathematically, it just didn't make sense based upon my income level from before. But I had to really make a decision and a commitment, and that's what I did at the end of 2015. As I mentioned, it was about 5 years ago, and Jared and I had a conversation, and I'm not going to go over all the fundamentals of the business and, you know, all the how to necessarily build the business, but it has to do with a commitment. And I told Jared that I got to get to executive consultant, and I got to make X amount of dollars per month part-time in order to make it worth my time. And his eyes got kind of big, because I basically had told him, "Hey, if I'm not making this kind of money, I'm out. I'm just not going to do it anymore." Because at that point, it had been about 3 years, something like that, 2.5 years I'd been in the business, and it was like, "Hey, I either gotta, you know, do my business, or I gotta go do something else." And I got committed right then and there. One of the first things that I did is I went in and did a podcast where I interviewed 50 of the top leaders, because I wanted to know what made them tick. I wanted to know what was it that that all the successful people were doing, and then I wanted to know what it was that, if there was any special, like, silver bullets that each one of them had, any golden nuggets that they had. And so I went through that process, and there was a lot of things that people were doing that was the same. And then there were some unique things that people were doing. It was kind of new age. It was kind of the some new skills. And, you know, I really decided I'm really going to go all in, because I'm not good at being lukewarm and stuff, okay? I'm not good at just dipping my toe in the water. I'm the kind of guy that, like, I just want to jump in and cannonball. I mean, if the water's cold, I just got to get in there, because if I just dip myself in there slowly, I'm gonna jump out before I ever jump in, okay? Because I don't like doing stuff like that. And ultimately, I kind of turned over the reins to the financial services company, to my wife, to run that, and I went all in with Ambit. I got fully committed. You know, one of the things I mentioned Zig a little bit earlier, and one of the things that Zig talked about years ago was commitment and being faithful to something. And he talks about, you know, asking a question, hey, are you faithful? Are you committed to this? And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, I'm relatively committed. He's like, hey, let me ask you something. What would you think if I said to you that your wife is relatively faithful to you? Okay. That doesn't sound very good, does it? Right. Okay. She either is or she's not. Okay. You know, so the bottom line is, it's the same thing with Ambit Energy. Okay. Now, you got to be committed to what you're doing. And when I say committed, I'm not saying you got to go work 40, 50, 60 hours a week at Ambit Energy. I'm not saying that, you know, you put, you know, your Ambit in front of your family or Ambit in front of your regular job. I mean, what I'm saying is, you absolutely make a commitment to Ambit to do certain things. Okay. And what I mean by that is, commit a certain amount of time. Okay. You could do Ambit part-time for sure. You just can't do it no time, and you can't do it in an inconsistent time. So what I mean by that is, maybe you say you want to work 3 to 5 hours per week on Ambit. So pick whichever one it is, 3, 4, 5 hours, and then pick out what time that you want to do that at, and be committed to that. Okay. Make sure that your words are consistent with your actions. It's easy to say something, but sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to follow through. I was talking to a young man actually yesterday, and you might hear I'm a little bit congested. I don't feel real great right now. I haven't felt good in the last 2 or 3 days, and there's been so much pollen in the air, and it's allergy related, because I don't have a fever or anything. I just don't feel great, and just real congested and not resting good at night. And yesterday I've been going out on this land I bought to build a house on. And I'm just doing little projects constantly, and it's I could have easily melded in yesterday. I could have just laid in bed all day long, but my conversation with him was, or I could just get up and go do some work. You know, I could do a little bit of the things I needed to get done. And because I have commitment, people talk about how hard I hustle or how hard I work or some of those kind of things. But the biggest thing that it boils down to is that I don't lose momentum. So many people lose momentum when they see a bright, shiny object of some other type. They look at another company, or frankly, they see another TV show that they like, or they do something else. And then that 3 to 5 hours that they were committed to, somehow or another, it goes down to, well, I only had 30 minutes this week to do it. And then the next week, well, they missed that week to do it. And then the next week, now all of a sudden, once you miss it the first time, then it gets increasingly more easier to do that again and again and again. And before you know it, they hadn't done anything with the business in 6 months. Okay. I actually got a text from somebody just a minute ago. I sent out a blast text, and they said, I moved on to something else. I'm not going to be on the call tonight. I'm no longer working my Ambit business. Okay, great. They're committed now. They're committed to something else. They're not committed to this. I bounced them off of the list. Okay. So I won't ever communicate with them again on this, and that's okay. But make a commitment of what you're going to do, because people count on you. I heard Brian McClure talk one time when I was in Tyler about something he used to say to folks, and it's pretty bold, okay? I'm not sure I could get away with it, but he would say how whenever he was talking to one of the people, you know, maybe he would personally recruit, he would talk to him and get to know him a little bit, and maybe they would say that their why was they want to put little Johnny through school, and, you know, it was going to take X amount of dollars to do it, and they were really going to, you know, work this Ambit business, and if they could just save up X amount of dollars, you know, per month, and, you know, a few years from now, they'd have enough money to put little Johnny through school. And Brian's like, hey, I feel comfortable, you know, that, hey, if you stay committed and you do these things, come to these meetings, you know, show up, show the plan, do all the basic fundamentals, man, I think that's a great goal and a great one. Man, I can support you and help you get there. And at some point, you know, guy misses a meeting, doesn't show up, and, you know, Brian just picks up the phone, calls the guy and goes, you know, hey, man, did you decide not to put little Johnny through college? He's like, no, man, for sure not. Yeah, we're going to for sure put him to college. He goes, well, how are you going to do it? well, you know, I'm going to work this business. He goes, well, that's what you said, but that's not what you're doing. So I just assumed that you don't want to put him through college anymore. And folks, that's an eye opener. Okay, that's me right now saying that to you. What's your why? And what are you committed to? And are you committed to it? And your why might be something like mine. Mine is now, my kids are all through college. They don't have any student loan debt. We live a pretty nice lifestyle, but my wife, as some of you know, went through a real health scare 5 years ago where she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And after 20 years of us just grinding like crazy, we were really wondering if it was over. I mean, it was stage 3A. It's probably weeks or months from going systemic through her whole body. And so 5 years later, she's doing a lot better. But there's some issues with some of the medication that she took after the removal of the cancer and the chemo and radiation that has really had a massive impact on her body. And so what my why is now has changed. My why now has pivoted to any medical treatment that my wife needs, wants, thinks she needs. Maybe it's some kind of voodoo. Maybe it's something in some far, far away land that she needs. Whatever it is, maybe it's some Eastern medicine. Maybe it's a Mr. Miyagi, slap his hands together, rub them together, and do something. I don't know. But whatever it is, I want to be able to pay for it no matter what it is, no matter what it costs. I don't want to say, oh, that little Mac that vibrates is $6,000. Well, I might have to save some money for that. I mean, I didn't blink when she asked for that last year. I was like, all right, cool, done, boom. Ordered it. It was there in like, you know, a week, okay? $6,000 little Mac. Now, what does it do? I don't know. Supposedly it vibrates some kind of way and makes her feel better and helps drain fluids off her body or something. But you know what? Honestly, I lay on that thing, and it don't do a dang thing for me, okay? But for her, it does. That's my why. Now, if I didn't do that extra little bit every single time, okay, there could be a situation that could pop up, and she wants something or needs something or thinks she needs something or whatever, and then I couldn't afford to do it. And I'm committed. So mine is not 3 to 5 hours a week, okay? Mine is whatever it takes, okay? I literally work like a maniac more than anybody should probably, and I'll admit to that. But whether it's, you know, me working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, sometimes 90 hours a week, whether it's working out on my property all day today and then coming in the office tonight to do this call because I wanted to have a good connection at 9 o'clock when I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock, but I wanted to provide a good environment for somebody to learn. Hopefully somebody it makes a difference for tonight, hearing what I got to say here. So we're rapidly, you know, kind of getting through this first 30 minutes. So it's about 9:22 right now. So I just want to let you know, commitment, that's how you win in this business. It's how you win in any business. That's how you win in a relationship, is by being committed, okay? Not a little committed, not relatively faithful to your spouse. I'm talking about for real committed, okay? I think it was somebody that said that, like, you know, eggs are like part of the breakfast, you know what I mean? But the bacon is committed, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about for real commitment, okay? So change is inevitable. It's going to happen. That's the one consistent in this world, and you have to continue to adapt. Those that cannot adapt become extinct. We've seen that in this business. I've seen it in my financial services business. I've seen it all over the place that you have to be able to adapt and change because the world is going to continue to change. And the things that got us from point A to point B are not the things that are going to get us from point B to point C. Now, if you've arrived at your final destination and you're cool with it, hey, keep doing what you're doing. But check this out. Eventually, you're going to get overtaken. You're going to have to continue to adapt because the way you're doing it is not even going to keep the same lifestyle you've been having, okay? If you're fully retired, you got all the money in the bank you ever need, and you can just spend all that, that's fine, but I don't know too many people like that. And, you know, the last thing that I really want to bring up when we talk about commitment is continued education and continued training. You know, one thing about successful people that I've seen over the years is that they have a plan. They stick to that plan, and they continue to educate themselves. So we talked about that 3 to 5 hours per week, and your number might be, you know, might be more than that. But 3 to 5 hours is a pretty, you know, easy thing to do as a side hustle. Commit to that, and then stick to it, and then continue to educate yourself. We've got a really great training that's coming up. It's called the Millionaire Mastermind, where everybody that's training at this particular training are going to be ambit millionaires, people that have made in excess of $1 million in this business. That means that they've done something that has been effective enough for them to get $1 million deposited in their bank account from Ambit Energy. And the way you register for that is you go to teamambit.com. It's going to be on May the 1st. And here's the cool thing. Kevin and Rose Duncan is putting this whole thing together. They've coordinated it for the last 4 years. But this year, it's absolutely free. Okay? So you have no excuse. Okay? And even if you did, write this down. Your excuses only sound good to you. Nobody wants to hear them. Your kids don't want to hear them. Your spouse don't want to hear them. Nobody cares about your excuses. But if money was one of your excuses, throw that out the window, because that's not a good excuse. Okay? And then they have the opportunity to buy some raffles, to buy things or buy raffle tickets that they're going to be giving away, laptops and all kinds of cool giveaways. And then all of the dollars that are raised, all the funds that are raised are going to go to Ambit Cares and Ambit Energy Aid. And that's where 100% of those proceeds are going. But if you want to be a tightwad and not buy nothing, you can do that too. You can just show up, okay, for free and get some free training. That's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. But you can do that, okay, and really get fed by people that are relevant, that are working this business right now, that are having success in this business right now. And mark your calendar, okay, for right now, for May the 1st, and you can go to teamambit.com. So teamambit.com. to get your ticket, because we need to kind of get a head count. We're going to be doing some streaming and how it's going to be set up. And my hopes are this is the last streaming training that we're going to have to do. Hopefully we're going to be able to get back live again. We had some folks up here in McKinney last week, and it was so awesome just to kind of rub elbows and see people with skin on them again in real life. The camaraderie, the excitement, it really is great to see folks, and I think there's some stuff starting to break through on that. So we're really, really excited about that. But with that being said, you know, just make sure you're committed. Make sure that you really know what you're wanting to get accomplished. Make sure that you stick to that. If your why is as strong as my why of being able to provide adequate medical care for your wife, because she had a very, very serious, you know, scare with a deadly disease, if you were that as committed as I am, you would have success too. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay. So you just got to get that committed and know what it is and let, you know, everybody around you know why you're doing it, and then go push for it and make it happen. And, you know, you really can have everything you want in life if you'll just help enough other people get what they want in life. That's Zig's number one saying. And I truly do believe that. Go help people. That's what I'm doing tonight. I hope somebody I've touched. And the last thing I'll say, then I'll turn it back over to Jared for a minute, is, you know, there may be a bunch of people on this call, and maybe some of you just tuned me out, and that's okay. It happens sometimes. But maybe somebody's listening. And there was a story that I just have always loved, that there was this little kid. He was on the seashore, and, you know, there's this kind of old cantankerous man walking down the beach, and he's looking at this kid looked like he's just going crazy, like, you know, just having like a spazzing out down there, and, you know, can't really figure out what's going on. This kind of old man rolls up, and by the time he gets down where the kid kind of is, he realizes this kid is throwing starfish back into the ocean. It has gone down where it's low tide, and the starfish were up on the shore, and the low tide had come out, or had gone back out, and so all these starfish were gonna dry up and would die. And this old man's like, "Man, what in the heck are you doing, kid?" He's like, "Man, I'm trying to save, you know, save these starfish." And there's like thousands of them out on the beach. And the man's like, "Man, you can't possibly make a difference." And that kid picks up a starfish, takes it, slings it out in the ocean. He says, "I did for that one." So I hope tonight that there was somebody on here that I made a difference for that one. I hope that that many people got some good information they can go apply to their business. But I hope there's one person that really made an impact on, and it will help you get to the next level, have another level of commitment, and help you accomplish the things that you want to in life. So with that being said, I'll turn it back over to Jared. If you got anything else you'd like to ask Jared, or anything you want to clean up, and we'll wrap her up.
No, sir, nothing to clean up. Just wanted to go over the quick notes of takeaways, top takeaways from the training tonight and the call. Thank you so much, Doug, for being available, and just for being the the top-notch guy that you are in every respect. So got to bathe daily, not just sometimes. Man, some great advice in life and business. And then I got money, commitment in almost anything to win, no matter what it is, being faithful to it. You don't want to have your wife or your spouse or partner be relatively faithful. And one of my most top takeaways is your words have to be consistent with your actions. In order to not lose momentum, you have to have your commitment match with what you said you were going to do. If it was 20 minutes a day, if it was an hour a day, if it was 3 hours a day for 5 days a week, you can't not do that. You have to be committed to that. You don't have to have 40 hours a week. You have to be committed to what you said you were going to do, so you're consistent. Your words are consistent with your actions, and you've got to be 100% committed, again, to the process and know that things are going to change, and you got to adapt. You have to adapt or you're going to die just like the dinosaurs. So, Doug, I really appreciate it. I'm going to unmute the lines here and let everybody say goodnight. So give me 1 second here as I do that. Hopefully I can get this done correctly. Here we go.